So let's review. Continuing on the themes of the previous few dafim, three brises discuss things that bring a ruach ra or other harm to a person. Tana, eichlin namashkin tachas amita, afilu mechupin b'kli barzel, ruach ra shor alein. Keeping food or drink under a bed, even in sealed containers, brings evil spirits. Tanaban, lo yishta adam mayim, loy b'leile revi'yis, v'loy b'leile shabbosis. Drinking water on Tuesday and Friday nights can bring evil spirits. The Gemara offers five ways that somebody who is thirsty can drink and ward off the evil spirits, including saying certain psukim and tehillim or certain incantations. Tanaban, lo yishta adam mayim, loy mina naharas, v'loy mina agamim b'leile. It is dangerous to drink water from rivers and ponds at night because of demons, but if a person is thirsty, he can drink and ward off the danger by saying certain incantations. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. The Rashbam explained that even if he is so poor that he gets food from the food distribution, and the community did not provide him with wine, he must arrange to have wine for Dalet Kaisis. The Gemara explains that even though the general rule is, Asei Shabbat Chachol V'al Tistarach Labrias, a person should sooner eat weekday food on Shabbos than to take tzedakah money. However, since Dalet Kaisis accomplishes Pirsumi Nisa, publicizing the miracle, he may even take from tzedakah to do the mitzvah. Even somebody who cannot afford any special food for Shabbos should make whatever efforts possible to at least make an extra small dish in honor of Shabbos. The majority of the daf focuses on pieces of advice that various Tanoim give to their children and students. Tarabon, Shiva Dvarm Tziva Rebbe Kiva as Rebbe Shua Benoit. Rebbe Kiva told his son Rebbe Shua seven things. Do not learn in the highest part of the city. Do not live in a city where the people in charge are Tamid Chacham. Do not enter any house, even your own, suddenly. Always wear shoes. Always eat early. Treat Shabbos like a weekday rather than asking for tzedakah. Engage in business with a person who is having good luck. When Rebbe Kiva was in jail and was very hesitant to teach Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai any Torah because he was afraid that Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai would also be jailed, he taught Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai five things. In Bekashta Lechanik, Toila Be'ilan Gadol. If you want to pass in halachas, make sure you learn from great Rebbeim. When you teach your son, always use a text that is perfectly correct. Because Shibashta Kivin de Al. Once a child is taught a mistake, the mistake sticks. Do not marry a divorced woman whose first husband is still alive, or perhaps even an almana. Mitzvah v'guf gadol, eichel peris v'loy sachar. If somebody wants to benefit a lot and get a mitzvah at the same time, he should lend money and keep land as a security because he would be helping his friend and benefiting from the fruits of the field. Mitzvah v'guf tahar, nesi isha v'loy banim. If a person wants to do a mitzvah and stay pure, he should get married and have children. Arba dvar mitzvah rabbeinu HaKadosh es banav. Yehuda HaNasi gave four instructions to his sons. Al tadur b'shachnetziv, do not live in a certain place where the people are mockers. Al teshev al mita aramis. This either means not to go to sleep without saying Shema, not to marry a geyeris, or literally not to sit on the bed of an Arami woman because she may hide a dead body under the bed and accuse you of killing the person. Al tavrich atzmecha ben ameches. Do not avoid paying taxes because they will find you and take all your money. Al tamid b'fnei hasher b'shul sh'olim ben agam. Do not stand in front of a black bull during Nisan when he comes out of the marsh because he is more likely to attack. Once we talk about bulls, the Gemara warns us to be extremely careful around bulls, and this leads to a discussion of other dangerous practices, many of which can lead a person to get tzaras. Shleshet dvar mitzivu Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yosi es Rebbe. Shmuel b'Rebbe Yosi gave three instructions to Rebbe. Al tas mum ba'atzmecha. Do not go against three people in the din Torah, because two of them will act as witnesses to testify against you. Al tamar al amekech b'sho she'en lecha damim. Do not act like you want to buy something when you have no money. Ishtecha tavla al tizakikla leila harishayna. When a nididai raisa, who had just been bleeding on the seventh day, goes to the mikveh, don't have marital relations with her that night because she still might bleed. Shleshet dvar mitzivah Rebbe Yosi b'Rebbe Yehuda es Rebbe. Rebbe Yosi b'Rebbe Yehuda told Rebbe three things. Al tetzi yechidi b'layla. Don't go out alone at night, because damaging angels are all over the place. They used to be out every night, but Rav Chanina ben Daisa decreed that they should only go out two nights a week. They also used to go everywhere, but Abaye decreed that they should only go to deserted areas. Al tamid b'fnei haner'ar. Don't stand undressed in front of a candle, because it can lead to epilepsy, just like having marital relations in front of a candle can lead to epileptic children. Al tikanis l'merchetz chadash. Don't go to a new bathhouse for the first 12 months, because it may not be structurally sound.